Good morning. This is Linda Morris, and this is the Vital Balance support call. And it first began to be a support for the Vital Balance eating plan and people looking to lose weight and to balance their blood sugar and help with cognitive function, but it has just expanded over that out way into anything for the last couple of years. But today we're back to that subject. And my fitness pal sent me an article yesterday that looked just like a great thing to share. And the title of it is, The 5 Worst Things to Say to Someone Who is Losing Weight. And since we do work with individuals, helping them to achieve their lifestyle of being healthy, I thought it'd be a very important subject. So after I read this article, I'm going to ask people to share their thoughts and observations and ahas based on what we're talking about. When someone in your life is in the process of losing weight, what should you do? Should you draw attention to the weight loss and applaud the person, or should you de-emphasize it and avoid talking about it? The knee-jerk reaction is often to compliment and praise people for how great they look and for all their hard work. But is hearing those things truly helpful? As a registered dietitian nutritionist, I've worked with hundreds of people who have successfully shed pounds. To my surprise, many of them have related the same message. They don't like it when people notice and talk about their weight loss. They don't want to be complimented, praised, or even have attention drawn to them. Instead of having every conversation revolve around their pant size, they want to talk about other things with their friends and loved ones. For people on the sidelines wanting to show support and love, it can be hard to understand why someone wouldn't want to hear words of encouragement. It can be challenging to put yourself in that position and understand how someone might misinterpret your well-intentioned comments. There are people who love to get positive comments and feedback about their weight loss progress. Not everyone is sensitive to words of encouragement, but it's more common than you'd think to have a negative reaction. Let's dive into the top 5 things you probably shouldn't say to someone who is losing weight. Number 1 question, how much do you have to lose? This is problematic because it assumes they couldn't possibly be happy with where they are now. Different people have different weights at which they are comfortable, so who are we to judge? You probably don't want to eat that, right? Foods that are high in fat or sugar are often vilified. A person who is actively losing weight might have it built into their plan to enjoy or indulge in those foods occasionally. The last thing you want to do as a support in their life is to increase food anxiety or induce guilt about eating certain things. Trust them and don't critique their food choices. Number 3, you look so much better than before. This is clearly not the most helpful thing to say to someone, but it does occasionally slip out of our mouths. Avoid comparing their appearance from before and after. Chances are they're already doing enough of that in their own head. If they want your opinion, they can ask. Number 4, you're just going to gain it back anyway. This statement conveys a lack of confidence in your loved one's ability to maintain weight loss and could be very discouraging to hear. It's disheartening even if you meant it as a joke. Of course, sarcasm, as we all know, always has that underlying meanness to it. So I also recommend everybody do as much as you can to cut out sarcasm in your life. It's just mean. I know sometimes that little things slip out, but it's like, oh, you know, once those words have left your mouth, they're out there forever. Number 5, wow, you look so good. This is the real kicker. People say this all the time and usually have nothing but good vibes they're trying to send. This can be interpreted in many problematic ways, though. People often wonder what was wrong with them before or why everyone is noticing their body. This well-meaning statement can cause body image issues to surface, which can, in the worst case, trigger an eating disorder. I don't think we should feel like we have to walk on eggshells around one another. I do think we can increase our awareness of others' experiences and try to focus on people, not their bodies. In a perfect world, we wouldn't talk about each other's weight at all. You never really know what someone is going through. Someone could be losing weight due to secretly dealing with a cancer diagnosis. They could be struggling with an eating disorder, or they could be going through an extremely difficult time with their mental health. People you're trying to support can sometimes equate your compliments about their weight loss as an indicator that there was something wrong with them when they weighed more. Even when someone enjoys and appreciates hearing the positive feedback from people around them, there's a chance of developing problematic eating behaviors as a result of the affirmation. A straightforward effort for weight loss can lead to obsession, restriction, and disordered eating, triggered by compliments that are twisted into motivation or for unhealthy behaviors. If you notice someone in your life has lost weight, ask them how they're genuinely doing, how they're feeling. Compliment them on how happy and confident they seem. Draw attention to their strengths as a human being and convey unconditional love and support. Avoid conversations about food, weight, and body image unless someone reaches out to you asking for help and support with those issues. That's the completion of that article. But this is such a hot topic, and it's so sensitive. I mean, myself, I lost, what, a total of, what, 15 pounds since I started this eating plan a few years ago that I've maintained. And so many times, or, you know, sometimes even I haven't even lost weight. It's just because of the clothes I'm wearing or how I'm wearing my hair. People are like, oh, you've lost weight. You lost a lot of weight. And I'm like, you can't help thinking, well, no, I'm the same. Or what did you think of how I looked before? Did I look that horrible? I mean, you can't help have, you know, people are complimenting you, but those are the thoughts, well, did I look that bad before? I only lost 10 pounds, or I only lost 5 pounds. It's kind of whacked, really. And even now, if, you know, I'm 5'7", I weigh 131 pounds, I weightlift, I don't, you know, I eat. And people are telling, oh, you're too thin. I'm like, no, I'm 5'7", I'm 131 pounds. When I was hired with TWA at 5'7", the maximum you could weigh was 133 with clothes on and shoes. So it's just kind of fascinating how, well, you know, what a lot of times are shown as compliments, or people are, you know, saying, oh, no, you look too thin. I'm like, I'm healthy, you know. So who else has some, would like to share some information about this subject? And, you know, as you guys are gathering up your thoughts, I remember when our first weight loss program came out. It was called Body Balance, and I happened to be at a department store shopping. I started a conversation with this woman. I had the little invitations for the weight loss, and I really clicked with her. I thought, oh, she's a great lady. She would be good at sharing NECAN. And I invited her because I'm like, well, I wanted her to come check it out because I liked who she was as a person. And I followed up with her. She wasn't connecting with me. Finally, I got a hold of her one day, and she's like, your comments, you're asking me about that day, I had lost 30 pounds, and I had to go back to therapy because of our interaction. And I'm like, what? No, I was inviting you because I liked you. I thought you might have, you could actually, you know, help a lot of people. And it just, oh, man, that hurt, you know, hurt my feelings. That hurt her feelings so much that she'd actually have to go to therapy just because I invited her to something. So some people are ultimately much more sensitive than others. So it is something to be consciously aware of, how we invite people and share with people, because we want it to be for good. Anybody have anything they'd like to share?
Yes, Heather, I do.
Linda, this is Candy. Is there a time when we can overdo some of this stuff? In other words, the comments you made about be more focused on the person versus their weight. Well, I think it's just a habit that people get into. It's the culture. And that statement, in other words, I think to me it sounds like you can't say anything to a person because you might offend them. And I was a little taken back by some of the comments that were made, because that sounds like that person is too sensitive anyway, no matter what you said to them.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
The trigger, yeah.
You know,
I'm standing. I have a comment.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Well, here comes sensitivity.
Okay.
And we can only be what we are, where we are, and when we are. And every one of those comments was right up the alley. People, when I share that how my weight has changed using the Vital Balance, they go, "Oh, great!" But it really is getting a little bit annoying, and I have to work on how I share it, because basically I have been on and off diets all my life, it seems like, and it's just at times I just feel good, and I look back at pictures, yeah, I was a little bit roundish, but I was happy, but I was pretty, but I never felt pretty. So when I went on Vital Balance, I didn't want to go on another diet because I had already lost weight and regained it already. I'd been through that trip. But when I went on Vital Balance this time was because of my memory and mental capacity, which was having challenges and will have challenges. But nobody can tell that. Even I can't tell that at times. So it's very hard for people to compliment or to mention on. So I understand why the focus is on the weight number and the change in the figure. But really and truly, my struggle has been to maintain my mental capacity and enjoy life to the fullest, because I can remember back what I just did. So, and that has improved markedly on the Vital Balance. And
so maybe that is something to really highlight and share more. And actually, I was talking to a friend this morning, about what my subject was, and he was mentioning, he's like, well, people that are losing weight, it needs to become a lifestyle. You know, it just needs to be, they need to attain that lifestyle. He says, but at the same time, they also do need to be able to have that, whatever it is, on occasion, that food that is like a treat. And I was telling, that's why we do 7 days at a time. But, you know, because you can do anything for 7 days. But at the same time, with some people sharing, wow, I changed my whole eating lifestyle. I didn't realize that grains caused memory issues. It can lead to dementia and Alzheimer's. I didn't realize eating grains, well, in addition to making you gain weight and retain weight, that it did that. So maybe just shifting the conversation away from weight.
Well, that's for some of us.
They still get the same effect, but it would be focusing. Yeah. And the bonus effect, of course, is you get to wear whatever pants you want to wear.
Yes. I'm having fun relearning tailoring. Because some of the materials aren't worn out yet, and they're pretty nice. I was like, whoa, look what
exactly.
Fun it's with me to do that.
So anybody
else
have
anything
they'd like to add or share?
I would like to share. I would love to share. This is Heather. My journey was very different. I guess. Was that Hattie G?
Yes, it was.
I thought so. I thought that was your voice. All my life, I've been called FAT. I call it the F word. And I was set to, you know, all kinds of diets. My mom was a model in New York City. And she thought I should be one, too, because I was her daughter. So, and I didn't have her body. I had my dad's body, which is very heavy on the bottom. I have heavy calves, heavy thighs, heavy butt. And thank you, Kim Kardashian, for making that popular. But I really love my body now, and I didn't do that until I lost the weight, and then I gained some back. Yeah, it was kind of like a pendulum for me. I lost 81 pounds, and then I gained about 30 back, and I'm comfortable where I am. even though I'm heavier than most people would consider good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm okay with that now. But I wasn't at the beginning. I wasn't until I lost all the weight, and I wasn't until I assimilated that into my, and it is my lifestyle now. And that's, I think, what we do in Nikan. We give other people a model for their lifestyle, for happiness and health. It's not really about the weight, but it's all inclusive. It's your emotional body, it's your physical body, it's your mental body, and your spiritual body. So it all has to work together, and that's why there's so many ways to come into Nikan. You know, there's so many people looking for us because of the balanced lifestyle we have. And the weight is just a... I think an outer manifestation of an inner imbalance, as all imbalances are, as all diseases are to me. They're just an imbalance of our harmony and our health. So when I didn't want to talk about it at all, and I would only talk about it in this group.
Mm-hmm.
My parents didn't even recognize me. I walked into their kitchen one day and said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Mom? Dad?" You know, so I've had a drastic metamorphosis. Brody was dumbstruck for 5 minutes. Now, I've never seen, his wife says he is never that way.
He couldn't talk. That's not
never.
Normal. He loved Brody.
No. He for Brody to be quiet.
On the ground.
Yeah, so it was quite an amazing transformation. He knew my voice, but he didn't recognize me in physicality because I was so different. You know, I'd gotten rid of half of me almost. 81 pounds is a lot of weight.
Well, it was so much more than that too, Heather, because you were, the everything about you
changed. Yes,
you had lots
everything. Everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's why it's more than weight.
It is more than weight. I just know it's a lifestyle. It's a more harmonious, natural lifestyle.
It's health. We've achieved a better health status in ourselves.
Yeah. Now, I had an added thing. When I was paralyzed, my myelin sheath had been eaten off of my nerves, continues to eat my thyroid and my pancreas. So, it's, hold on. Dr. Naidu is actually the person who told me I had a thyroid issue. And he told me not to take the calcium, to take Greenzyme instead, as that my body would assimilate it better.
Mm.
And then I was in the middle of, I think it was in June, so I was right in the middle or towards the end of my journey to lose the 80 pounds, to get rid of the 80 pounds, to release the 80 pounds. I want to say a better word for that. So I was at 155, and I stayed there for a month, and I didn't say anything to anybody because everybody was doing fine. I'd been on many diets. I had a plateau. That's what I thought. What actually happened was I started eating cheese and nuts and a couple other things. So I had to cut those out again. And I was eating salads, and I wasn't doing well on salads. And we came to find out more about thyroid issues that way, because it happened to me. So people who have thyroid issues need to either cook the greens, or put oil on them. They start digesting.
What'd you say, put oil on it?
Put
like
oil
the
on them,
vegetables,
yeah.
Vegetables,
a good oil.
Them, so they're not
olive oil,
raw.
Coconut oil, any of those oils. Coconut oil,
does that help to break it down better?
To use.
Okay.
Because it liquefies in the body. And it liquefies at a lower temperature and stays liquid and doesn't smoke till like 500 degrees.
so it's one of the best oils to cook and eat with. If you put oil on your greens, it begins to digest it before it gets in your body, so that it's easily digestible, because our thyroid kind of metabolizes that. So there's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I do my plan 7 days at a time, and I'm on, what's today, day 7? Yes, day 7 of my new plan. And I'm up, re-upping tomorrow.
And that's the beauty of this plan. It is a lifestyle. Once you know it, you know it. And it gets, you know, for some people, it takes a little bit longer to get into their understanding and realize that this is how it is. You know, especially people that have been taught that grains and fruits are actually a necessity every day. It takes a little while to get your brain wrapped around that. And I mean, I still have fruit, but I don't have it first thing in the morning, and I don't have it every day. I have vegetables every day. But once you know it, you know it. And it's like you get back, you do something, and it's like, okay, not getting on the scale for 3 days, but I'm definitely getting into phase 1. And generally within those, 3 days, or 7 days, you're exactly back where you want to be. But it does take that discipline. You got to play it full out. You can't be, especially, you know, sometimes we confuse things with, for the vegetarians that have a really hard time getting protein. A lot of people say, oh, you can do nuts, or you can do seeds, you can do cheese. No, you can't. You can't.
And I couldn't do even 20 grams of carbs a day. I had to do 20 or less. And I have a girl right now who's doing 10 or less, because she's been on a plan that she did with a doctor a few years ago that was appropriate for her. So they figured out it was 10 grams a day for her. So everybody's different in that. It's kind of general.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tweak it.
I mean, generally, when you're doing like the MyFitnessPal and keeping track, a lot of times, you know, we are doing less than 20 grams of carbs, really, when you're, you know, really just having the vegetables and the shakes, you know, and then your protein.
Yep.
It's just for people with type 2 diabetes that they recommend 40-odd. That's all.
But that person might be different, too. I was a diabetic. I had everything. I don't think there
all.
Was one thing I didn't have. Maybe high blood pressure. I didn't have high blood pressure. Thank goodness. Even though I had, you know, diagnosis of all different kinds of crazy things.
Thank you, Heather, for sharing your story. Is there one more person out there that would like to share what your thoughts are about the article I read and how it may have applied in your life one way or the other, either for yourself or someone that you know? And it's *6 to unmute. I think we did a really good job on this. So thank you, everybody, for your participation and being aware of the 5 worst things to say to someone who is losing weight.
Thank you, Linda.